Charles Hurt, with Biden agenda in a ditch, Democrat media complex try blaming Republicans. By Charles Hurt on October 5, 2021. President Biden's administration really is an aging rock band that hasn't had a hit in memory. Or ever. Even worse, the rock star who once fronted the band has long left. And the only guy who remains can't sing and sure can't play the guitar. Nothing is sadder than watching Mr. Biden up on stage all alone, desperately trying to channel that one-hit wonder, Barack Obama. "Republicans just have to let us do our job," Mr. Biden wheezed at the White House Monday. "Just get out of the way. If you don't want to help save the country, get out of the way, so you don't destroy it. It's those damned Republicans again. Yes, those Republicans who literally control nothing in all of Washington. It's all their fault." Mr. Biden's gambit Monday echoed Mr. Obama's shtick from years ago about how Republicans had driven the car into the ditch. And now it was his responsibility to get the car out of the ditch. And all Republicans could do is stand around drinking their frozen Slurpee and complain and offer unhelpful advice. Watching Mr. Biden speak on television, Americans could watch the stock market tank in the corner of the screen with every sentence. The answer, Mr. Biden insists, is to plunge America $5 trillion further into debt. On top of the $28 trillion these drunken sailors have already piled on us. Think about that for a moment. Another $5 trillion that Mr. Biden will never live to pay off. No, he will leave that to his children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren to pay off. What monsters. And the biggest lie, as always, is that the $5 trillion in new spending is somehow paid for. Just a reminder. Every dime of that $28 trillion you already owe was paid for when politicians like Joe Biden spent the money. Specifically, Mr. Biden is angry that Republicans refuse to go along with yet another hike in the debt ceiling, as if there is any such thing in Washington. Joe Biden has spent his entire 50-year career in Washington maxing out all the credit cards and refusing to pay any of them off. Now he has just filled out the application for yet another credit card and is startled to find that nobody wants to co-sign for it. When Democrats aren't blaming Republicans for refusing to co-sign another credit card application, they are attacking their own for holding similar reservations. It is pretty astonishing to listen to Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York rant and rave about the $1 trillion crumb she demands you pay for. $1 trillion. A crumb, she calls it. These people are common street criminals. Only dumber. Miss Cortez is what you would get if Greta Thunberg took up mathematics. The hysteria and forceful sense of entitlement is downright dangerous. A mob of angry thugs chased Senator Kyrsten Sinema, Arizona Democrat, into the restroom and held her hostage inside a bathroom stall, all the while filming for social media. Can you imagine if a bunch of yahoos in MAGA hats had done such a thing? President Trump would have been crucified before sunup. But, luckily for Joe Biden, the political press in Washington are the only groupies and road whores left in America who are still dancing and swaying to his aging one-hit wonder rock band, without the rock star. Charles Hurt is the opinion editor at The Washington Times.